Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATL Designer, the host of In the Mood, and you are listening to Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle, right here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, Terry brings you all the hot topics for your listening pleasure. Each and every Friday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com. That's www.blogtalkradio.com. And you can also reach Terry direct. Her number is 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. So log in, listen, enjoy. I'll see you there.
No matter how I try.
Well, welcome, everybody, to another episode of Unmask with authoress Terry E. Lyle. We're kicking it down here in Alabama, and it's storming. The weather is funky. It's making a whole lot of noise, so God forbid that it knocks us off the server today, but we're going to try to press through the next hour, and hopefully we'll stay put. But I just want to give us some shout-outs to some families and friends of mine that I know are going through the loss of family members. Pam Hovey and her family are grieving because last Wednesday her grandmother, age 102, went on home to glory. Also this week, a friend of mine's name, Kelly Moore out of Nebraska, his dad, Mr. Buster, went on home to glory. I think he was about age 87. And today, my co-host, Strawberry, she lost her grandmother. So to all of those people out there that are going through something, sometimes all you can do is, like, you know, give them a hug, you know, leave some food or fruit basket, because a lot of time when people are grieving, they don't want to talk. They don't want to have to rehash what happened. That's the thing that we want. They don't want to do that. They just want to be able to grieve in their own special way, whether it's just being quiet, whether it's being closed off. If you really want to help somebody and you know they have a loss, leave a fruit basket or edible on the front porch with a card. Don't keep calling and harassing them. Or if you're that close to the family, say, well, look, I will call the funeral parlor for you. I will call and make the arrangements. I will call, get the flowers. I will do this, do that, do that, if you're close enough to put that input into their life. But otherwise, stop doing it. Stop calling people and say, well, what happened? Really? What time and what? Ain't nobody trying to feel that. They're hurt. They're grieving. They're sad. They're crying. So, you know, stop being nosy, because that's all for you. That ain't for the family. Let that family grieve. Leave them alone. If you're going to do something, bring them something to eat, because they ain't feeling like going to the stove trying to cook nothing. You know, give a bucket of KFC. I mean, leave a note. You know, do something that they're going to need when the tears stop or when they catch their breath. You know, they're going to get hungry. You know, do that. Leave a bottle of Tylenol, because they might be just so stressed out with a terrible headache. But stop being nosy. Stop trying to find a detail of what time, who they was with, what happened, a lot of, because at the end of the day, it ain't about them. It's about you being nosy. So, you know, come on now, when somebody is hurting, you know, leave a box of Kleenex, you know, leave a note. You ain't got to be in their face wanting them to recount that story, because like you asked, someone else is going to ask, and the many times they got to redo the same story over and over and over again, it makes it worse for them. They don't have the privacy to grieve. Now, I'm just saying, that's just my opinion, and we all got opinions, like you said. You know, opinions are like buttholes. We all got one, but that, well, I'm just saying, for right now, my butthole has just spoken, so do what you want to do with that. And I want to thank all my listeners from north to south, east to west, all my friends in Hawaii and the United States, all my friends and loyal listeners in Canada, the United Kingdom, Cameroon and Nigeria, Africa. How you doing, Kevin Obi? And how you doing, Iron Moody and Murray Glasgow and the UK and James Sweatingham out and Gertrude out of Canada, and all my friends in Peru, Pakistan, Wayne Ditchell out of Australia. I'm going to say hi to my friends in Singapore, France, Iraq, you know, and we're just moving up the chart. You know, and Pastor Asher Batiste, whatever how you pronounce your last name, forgive me, charge it to my head, not to my heart, out of Pakistan, how y'all doing, and continue to listen to me. And, you know, if y'all ever want to be on my show, call me at 443-956-8753. And, oh, let me not forget my friend Salih and Onita Jordan River. How you doing, baby? So everybody's tuning in, you know. And so I'm just so grateful that, you know, they jumped on a bandwagon 4 years ago, and when they heard me talking my trash, and it's not so much of me talking trash, it's just that people, when they hear me talk, they hear the realness. I'm not bougie. I'm not phony. I put it out there, you know. And, yes, I am the preacher's daughter. Yes, I am the Bible school preacher. Bible school teacher, but you know something, at the end of the day, I'm human. I'm working on being a better me, you know. But I still have some issues with cursing, and, you know, sometimes it slips out and sometimes it comes out deliberately because, you know, Quasi's kept. I love doing that, but, you know, I'm a work in progress. I'm not a phony about it. I ain't trying to act like, oh, God, you know, I don't talk like that. I do. You know, I do, but you ought to thank God that it's better than it was, because if you knew me as a paramedic, if you knew me as a truck driver, baby, 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 you know I've come a long way from where I started. So, anyway, we get out the church for a little while. The devil get a hold of you, and you do things you don't want to do, and so you got to change from your wicked ways, and that's what I'm doing. I'm in the process of doing that. But, you know, my guest tonight, Linda Watley, bless her heart, you know, you're going to be so delighted to hear from her, because she got two books out, and the first one was A Soldier with a Backpack, and it's telling you how to deal with PTSD, you know, post-traumatic stress disorder, and you don't have to be in the military. You could be somebody who's been raped and traumatized. Like, I have PTSD because I had a rollover and tractor trailer and a snow blizzard, and when I see snow on the news, you know, my butt gets tight. I cringe. I get nervous. You know, I get to sweating because I don't want to relive that horrific time when that tractor trailer flipped over four times down that hill and they had to cut me out. So, you know, PTSD is not exclusive to military. It's anything that's traumatic that has you still trapped and binded, and you might need some counseling for it. You know, in her other book, I'm going to let her explain that to you. But, you know, tonight we're going to share and Linda's walk and what was her motivation behind doing the first book and the trilogy that she's working on and what's coming down the pike. And I, with so much pleasure, want to introduce to some and to others who might know her, Linda Watley, my friend, my sister in Christ, my laugh buddy, my cry buddy. It is what it is. And I just want to say, how you doing, Linda?
Hey, I'm just sitting here listening to you. You mean I have to talk now?
Yes, your turn.
Yeah, you know how I feel about truth now.
Amen.
But I'm doing great, thank you. And I appreciate being on your show.
Yeah, it's always a pleasure because, you know, every time I get a chance to talk to you, whether it's by phone or whether you're on the show or whatever, you know, you just got that personality that people kind of gravitate towards because they hear your truth, they hear your honesty. There's so many crooked and deceptive, deceiving people out there. You know, it's just refreshing to meet somebody. You can just like, I ain't got to look behind my back. I ain't got to look behind my corner, you know, because you feel a connection. And that's the type of person, listeners, that Linda is, you know. And if y'all ever want Linda Watley to be on your show, if you don't have her number, she's on Facebook, she's on Twitter, you know, call my behind up. I will give you her number to connect with her because she will be a credit to have on your TV radio show, at your venue speaking. She can do it all. So you know something? This woman is powerful, and she's going to touch the heart of many like she had touched my heart years ago. So, you know, Linda, just give them a little rundown. What was the reason that you was going through what you was going through when you wrote that first book, first of all, A Soldier with a Backpack?
When I wrote that book, that particular book, it was really surprising to me because I had no idea that I was going to write a book, first of all, because the last time I had written was like 8 years ago.
Wow.
And yeah, it was like more than 8 years ago, so it didn't never fathom the idea that I was going to write a book, but I had experience with my son because we had to deal with him returning from Iraq for the second time, and he learned that he had post-traumatic stress disorder. Well, I suddenly had the same thing, but I just never talked about it. So it was obvious to me that I needed to really bond to him and his different type of PTSD. And so I started researching it, and I started praying, and I started, you know, just writing my thoughts and feelings down and the things that I was gathering. And then it's like, God always, whenever he wants you to do something, it just comes forward. And all of a sudden, I just started writing. And the things that God was revealing to me was phenomenal. I was like, wow. I mean, it's like what he gave me, it was helping me as I was putting it down on paper, you know, typing and writing with a pencil sometimes too. But it was doing something inside of me that was lifting me up, and I didn't even realize that I could be lifted up because I really wasn't feeling bad, but I started feeling better and better and better as God was giving me these messages. And so when I got finished, I let my son know I had wrote this memoir because it was our life, our experiences and perceptions and things, along with what God gave me. And so he said, send it to me. And he told me, you have to publish it.
Amen. But you know something, Linda, a lot of people may be just like I was. You know, a lot of times when you hear that terminology, PTSD, first thing come to your mind, military. People been to war. It came back damaged. You know, listening to you, when I had you a long time ago on my show, when that first book came out, you know, I suddenly realized that I had the same thing. And that's an enlightenment that a lot of people don't be aware of, that, you know, this is not exclusive to people who have been in the military, went to war. You know, it could be people who have postpartum issues with after having a baby, you know, and then like the people who have been on the news, killed their children and everything. You know, even though the heifer is finally locked up, which she did, she might have PTSD every time she hears someone else talk about something like that. It could be a trigger. So, you know, please let the people know that's listening that get out that pigeonhole. It's not exclusively people in the military who've been to the war, because I didn't realize it till I had it. She went into detail about what it really is, PTSD.
And you know, the thing that I supposed to bring forward in the realization of PTSD is how normal it is. It's a normal reaction. It's normal reaction. And the sad thing about it, when it gets out of control, it's because of sometimes the environment, the people that surround them, the lack of love in themselves, and the lack of love being received. I mean, all these things play, you know, big parts in the outcome of how people, you know, process PTSD. And you also have to look at the positive side of it, too, because every person that I know who has suffered with PTSD are serving people. They always want to make a difference in life. They always want things to be better for other people. I mean, they really seem to be the ones with the heart, and I believe that's one of the reasons why there's so much sensitivity there, because of the heart of the person.
Right.
But PTSD is a reaction, and it's also another thing people don't understand is it's so many immature people walking around.
Hallelujah.
They never had to be responsible. They never had to be responsible for their choices. They never took control and owned their mistakes. They act like they never did anything wrong. They have hurt people, and they can't take being hurt. I mean, they are very selfish. You see, these people with PTSD are the ones, to some degree, that cause a lot of pain to other people, because when you have the right heart, the right spirit, you're not going to do those kind of things. You have to be, like, full of lack of, I'm not going to even say full of darkness. You're lacking light.
Understanding.
You're lacking, right, the gift of God in your life, too, because that, with God, God uses just like it's the thorn in the flesh. He uses it to make you a better person. And also, it forces you to be aware of yourself, your individuality. It makes you responsible for your thought processes, makes you responsible for your choices. See, a lot of people, like I say, immature. They're having immature reactions. They're having tantrums. You know?
You're right.
And that's,
you're right.
That's a big problem. That's one of our biggest problems in this country. We look at Trump.
Yeah, look at Trump, but look in your own family. It's a lot of people in your own families, when they mess up, they try to justify it, or they try to overtalk you, and they feel like because they're being they're overtalking you that they can't listen. They got all the answers. I have a problem right now in my family with my sister. You know, just because she did 23 years in the military, you know, she thinks she knows more than everybody else. Everybody else's life is not as important as hers, you know. And then she has a bad habit. When she calls you, she always talks. But when it's your turn to talk, she breaks up the phone, or she get loud, you know, and try to talk all nasty, you know. But, you know, heifer, please, I ain't the one, you know. I know how to use Mr. Click. But, you know, there's a lot of people who want to justify how they act, and their actions are antisocial, you know, they're caught up in their own rhetoric, like they are more important than they really are. So, you know, hey, Trump is another one, yes, but just look around to your family and your friends, and you'll see some people who don't ever think they're wrong. They don't never get it. They got all
but
the
answers.
But
that's what I'm saying. If they have PTSD, that's where a lot of destruction come from, that kind of personality. See, that's
mm-hmm.
what my point is. A lot of things that happen to people as far as mental illness and different things, a lot of it has to do with the personality, what it falls on. You know, like when you have selfish people,
amen.
They will hurt people.
Mm-hmm.
Even without the PTSD, but if they get the PTSD, it's really, you know, really stronger and more negative and painful to other innocent people.
They never know how to say it. I apologize. That's one thing don't come out their mouth.
Right.
They never apologize.
Exactly. And see, I was listening to what you were saying about sometimes, like one of the things I learned too, people can be so overly educated that they can't hear a person who don't hold a degree in their hand.
Exactly. Educated fool.
And that's right. And so they are useless.
Mm-hmm.
As far as making a difference in the world, as far as being spirit filled, because they have worldly knowledge,
mm-hmm.
and they need spiritual knowledge, and that is far
exactly.
more superior.
That's
if
right.
they don't have that balance, that worldly knowledge is useless.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of them people think that because they know about Jesus, they know some of the parables in the Bible, they know about a little stuff about Noah's Ark and Adam and Eve. They don't know their history. They know a bits and pieces here. They don't try to connect the dots. They think they're safe. This ain't no baseball game. You ain't safe. If you don't get your relationship with Christ, you know, then you're going to hell. I mean, that's real talk. You know, you're going to think what you want to think. Pick up a Bible. There is a burning lake of fire, and you know, it might have y'all name on it. Just because you know some things, hey, I know a little bit about Beyonce by what I see on the news, don't mean that I'm going to have her millions.
Right.
So,
I hear you.
It is what it is, baby girl. Some people. But anyway, what made you decide to press forward and write your second book?
Charge of an Angel?
Yes.
Charge of an Angel. Now, see, Charge of an Angel is the first of the Love and Redemption series, which is three books. And Charge of an Angel, this is really phenomenal to me. I'm just still in awe about Charge of an Angel because my whole life, no one would have ever told me I was going to be an author, first of all, ever.
Amen.
That's why I say God does with you whatever he wants to do. Charge of an
Angel.
Well,
can I ask you a question real quick, Linda, before you go further? You said no one ever told you you was going to be an author. I don't know how it is for you, but in my world, you know, coming up, I always thought that when you see about somebody being a writer or author on TV, I always thought, wow, they rich. Wow, they're so way up there. Because to me, that would never have been something that I aspired to be. And that seemed like such a hoity-toity title, author, writer. So, you know, when I became one, I realized that, you know, it's people who dare to dream that has pressed forward and put their thoughts on paper, anybody can do it. You know, so don't think nothing is out of your reach. Anything that you aspire to do, go for it. Because once you do it, you'll realize there's a whole lot of people in that same field, and it's not what you think it is, baby.
You better believe it. That is so true. And see, the thing about me is I be blown away with my own work. And it never gets old. And it never gets old. That's the phenomenal part about it. It never gets old. Anytime I read anything that I've written, I'll be like, wow, I just be in awe. I'm just fascinated. And see, the thing that really gets me with Charge of an Angel, this book has resurrected many times. It was the first book I ever wrote.
Really?
Ever wrote. 8 years ago. The very first title it was Molested Angel.
Molested Angel?
The second title, the second title was Daddy's Girl. The third title was Something About an Angel. But what I'm trying to say here is when God has something to be delivered, you can't kill it. I had no idea that this book was coming back. My publisher is so phenomenal. Say that again.
So was this book published before?
Yes. But the thing about it, this is the thing about it, though. Every time I tried to bring it forward, it was like stolen. Literally.
What do you mean stolen?
Stolen. Okay, this is the phenomenal process, since you want to know. Okay, the first time when I did it, I mean, when I did this, it was so consuming. The very first time I did it, first of all, I had no clue I was, because I do not read novels. It's nothing I have against them. I was just into Bibles, you know, spiritual, psychological material. And when God gave this to me, I said, this is serious. This has to be done. This has to get out there. It has a journey. And so I thought it was like instant number one bestseller, because this thing came from out of the spirit. This thing came from out of the unseen. So I just knew it had its own ticket, that all I had to do is what I was directed to do, and it was going to take off. It was going to reach the ends of the earth. Couldn't nobody tell me this wasn't going to happen.
Okay, well, you said back in the day, and when you put this out 8 years ago, you said your first title was Molested Angel. Did it come out as Molested Angel, or that was a title you thought about but you didn't use it?
I used it.
So, and where did you get the title from? I mean, what made you call it Molested Angel?
That's just what came, just like the book itself. That's what came. That's what came, and that's what it was about. That's what the bottom line of it was about.
Did it have anything to do with your personal walk in life? Any connections?
Oh, no doubt.
Or was it all completely fiction?
Okay, like they always say, there's some truth to every novel.
That book consisted
of my truth, my journey, and many other people's journeys.
Okay. Well, that's one thing, Linda. You're absolutely right. You know, any writer, I don't care who you are, whether you're bestseller, whether you're just getting started, you can't write nothing without putting your personal integrity down on paper. Your feelings and your reality, how you see or process stuff, will be seen on the pages of whatever you're writing. Now, you might not say, well, hi, my name is authoress Terry E. Lyle. I kissed a boy and I liked it. You know, it might not be not stupid like that, but my core values, you will be able to read that, because what you believe is how it's going to be seen as people start to read your work. And anybody out there who's writing something, you need to know that whenever you write something, you try to get those senses in there. Make sure that a person can actually visualize, close their eyes, and smell what you're talking about, whether it's food, or they can transport themselves to where you're at and see, like they're watching it on a movie screen. You know, if you can't invoke the senses, whether it's eye, hearing, or whatever, then that's a piece of garbage. Start all over. I'm just saying, you know. I'm just throwing it out there.
Seriously, though, my point is, my publisher, she read the manuscript. She said, oh, we have to bring this back. She was so open for it. And
mm-hmm.
she was a young Christian woman, and I believed in her. She believed in what God gave me.
Amen.
Sherelle Gold Love, she just embraced it, and she felt anointing on it. She was a Christian woman, young. And see, the thing that was ironic about it, it had a journey, it had a purpose, but it was trying to be oppressed. You know what I'm talking about.
I do.
Trying to be held back. But you can't hold back what God had for you, because it was three different young Christian women in the writing industry stole the book. But on that fourth take, it was a real, pure, young Christian woman who put a light on that book and understood what God had for me to do with it. That's what I'm saying. God is going to do what God is going to do.
That's right, and you can't stop it. Whatever he sends out will not come back void. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. But you know something, Linda, on that note, we need to take a small break and we'll be back in 2 and 2.
Another woman, but I call out your name. Yeah, baby. And I really want to see you right now, but right now I can't change a thing. But just remember, girl, I love you. And as soon as I can, I'll break away and be you, baby. Oh yeah, yeah. Sometimes between our little get-together. Oh yeah. But I know that you know that I know that you think things ain't gonna get any better. But just remember, I can, I'll break away and see you.
You're listening to authoress Terry E. Lyle's Blog Talk Radio. It's the interview that pays to listen to with the honest, candid truth in your face.
All right, now, that's how I do it. Anybody who knows me means I don't mince no words. I bring it to you straight. That's why I went from in the United States, and now I'm global, baby, so I'm doing what I got to do and making it do what it do. And so, you know, I'm get back with my special guest, and before I do that, I want to thank everybody north to south, east to west who's listening, and for all those who's sick and shut in, you know, my prayers go out to you. And I want to thank everyone, you know, for being that person that goes the extra mile to enrich someone else's life, you know, because this is a chain reaction. You know, we can't make it to heaven unless we pull somebody along with us. So, you know, it's time to get out of yourself. Stop thinking you're better than somebody else. Stop being selfish and stop being stingy. Help somebody else out for no reason. They don't got to owe it back to you. They ain't got to give it back to you. Just help somebody out because you can, and you'll see how good that make you feel when you stop doing stuff, you know, only for yourself. Now, I'm not talking about people saying stuff to you like, if you are a Christian, how come you can't help pay somebody's financial situation? Well, you know, there's a pros and cons with that. If these people that are asking for help from your circumstances have never reached out to help you, then forget them, you know, because fair exchange ain't robbery. God don't want you to be no fool. But if you can help somebody just because you can and because you want to do the right thing, but I ain't talking about people who got the ability to help you and never there when you need them and you're on your own, those people don't need your help. They need to say, miss me and keep it moving. So about that being said, you know, I got to put it out there. Welcome back, Linda.
You know I'm listening again.
Yeah, baby, you know I get caught up and I get running in my chops. So tell us more about this book. You know how you said this is the fourth time you published that first book 8 years ago, and three times people stole it. You mean tell me they stole your book under a different title and got your royalties? I mean, I thought something should have been in place with you and the publishers that proved the copyright office in D.C. that that was your material. Did you not get it copyrighted?
Well, you know the most difficult thing about it. First of all, the book was also the beginning of my healing process, so I was already in victimized mode.
Okay, so you're healing from?
Yeah, molestation.
Oh,
mental and emotional abuse, you know, just dysfunction, period. I was,
yes,
you know,
yes.
How they say it, a hot mess, but still productive, you
yeah.
know, getting up on the stage,
yeah,
animation.
All hot mess,
you know, even as a kid, I was animated.
All right now, hey, I've been animated too, baby.
Yeah, but you know, the thing about it, though, I learned so much. Like, the reason why it kept happening is because they couldn't make me not believe it wasn't possible. I wasn't going to let the lack of trust in this one stop me from trusting this one. It just kept going.
Amen.
Because
that's
I felt like God gave this to me. Could nobody, you know, really take it from me? This is how my mind was processing. That was controlling me more than me feeling like I was a victim. It took a long time
right.
before I realized I was a victim. I'm thinking I'm on a mission for God, and, you know, this is what happens when you go on a mission for God. Something always coming to destroy and devour. So I felt
right.
like, oh, I must really be on to something. So I never stopped. Didn't even take time out to, you know, to win back my rights. And then when I did, I lost everything. Everything. My home. I had to file bankrupt. I had to start all over again, because when you go after people that you never met physically on the internet and they're in different states and you're not very
oh, yes.
to go the
yes,
process.
Yes, yes. Hallelujah.
Okay, so.
Girl, when you said that, you remind me of this chick in Texas, Fort Worth, Texas. What was her name again? Let me think. That heifer took me for some thousands. Oh, had me spend my money, come speak there and all this stuff. Janice Montgomery Abercall Strasser. She dark, about 67. She got this long hair down to her butt that you know ain't real, and she damn sure don't look Indian. stealing people's money from the North Christian Texas Speaker Society. If you hear anything about it, she's running that thing, okay? She is running that thing, and she can say whatever she wants to say, because I talked to some lawyers, and they said if I'm telling the truth, it's not slander, and I'm telling the truth because I can prove it, because I got paperwork from the courts trying to get that slithery snake. Oh, my God. So everybody, if someone asks you and offer you all this money to come speak at their engagement, da-da-da-da-da-da-da, in Texas, her name is Janice Montgomery Albuquerque Strasser, and she's a fraud. She will take your money, and she might dribble you back a free day at the hotel, but she's going to take your money and run with it. Don't give it to her, because she got lawsuits pending, and she will never, ever be able to sell that house or that car unless she pay me first. So, okay, I'm just, ooh, I had to get that off my chest. What you say? Shut up.
So you know what I'm talking about. You know, I had no clue of what I had gotten myself into, because I was trusting God, and I felt like it was our mission and our purpose. It couldn't be stopped. This couldn't be happening. It's just the devil trying to hold me back, and I just kept propelling.
Mm-hmm.
8 years later, the same steps took mm-hmm. place, but it ended up finally on the right path.
But you know, we get caught up because
okay.
we hear people talking about Christ, and we thinking these are good people. Everybody who talks about Christ ain't good people. I'm just telling you, just be careful. Check everything before you commit yourself with kicking out your money, leaving the sanctity of your own state in your home. Check people out thoroughly. You know, go to Better Business Bureau, see if there's any complaints. You know, and everybody who's hollering Christ ain't Christ-like. They snakes, and they're using that to suck you in, because they know Christians are basically trying to do what's right, and they're trusting.
That's really true. Wolf in sheep clothing, for real. That's really
uh-huh.
how it goes. It's going to be, in a way, because, like, I call it mixed signal syndrome, because you get mixed messages.
Uh-huh.
You know, you get enough good stuff to make you question the bad stuff, and it just becomes
uh-huh.
a cycle in your brain, to the point where you can't make best choices for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're just taken by them, because you end up in a cycle of it.
Mm-hmm. I think I had PTSD because of her, and people saying they want me to come out of town to speak and go ahead and catch the plane and go ahead and pay for the luggage, go ahead, get the hotel room, and we're going to square up when you get there. Go ahead, you know, also dip, I will never trust nobody again because of her, this helper talking about Christ and God praise and God bless me, da-da-da-da-da. I used to be homeless, and she got me my husband. I had no money to say, la-la-la-la-la-la-la, helper. She's not but a cow. I'm sorry, I got to put it out there. She's a helper. And anybody can say what they want to say. You can tell her, I don't really care. You know, you can try to file a lawsuit. I don't care. I welcome it, because I got paperwork up the yang-yang to prove that what I'm saying is true. So the truth is not slander. Come on, bring it.
But see,
I just can't get past that. You know, I thought I was going to meet you there. They even perpetrated that, too, you know, that you was going to meet somebody that you know and la, 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 la. You know, what a fraud. She is. But I'm getting off track now.
Thank you.
Wait a minute,
though. Hey, listen, though.
Oh, Lord.
It's not funny, but, you know.
I know, but I can't stay focused. Okay, I would just shut up and let you talk.
But wait a minute, though. You just gave us a perfect example. You know, you said you can.
I'm telling you, girl, I'm stressed out.
Wait a minute, though.
Oh, Lord.
The thing is, I was talking about something that happened to me. It's triggered.
Man, my butt just tight when I hear myself say, can you come speak? Hell no. I ain't coming no damn where.
Oh, my God. I hear
myself triggered. Oh, I need to get that out. Lord. It ain't funny, but you gotta laugh when you don't want to cry. Well, I ain't lying. I got PTSD from that, man.
You had a flashback, and you remembered details.
Yeah, details, baby. catering was everything. How much it cost me, Blind Spirit Airlines and shit, you know. at the Double Tree Hotel. Shit. Sixth floor, oh, just like the damn sign of man in the double. Shit had my ass on a lot, man.
Oh, God, stop it.
Oh, God. I'm just saying, I got PTSD from that man, for real, for real.
Okay, bring us back, Terry. Bring us back.
Okay. Lord Jesus, help the sister. And help everybody else who might know this helper. Tell them to run the opposite way. If they can't run, get their walker and walk quickly. You know, get the cane and hop along quickly away in other direction. Because I'm having PTSD from this helper. Okay, that was more about your second book, the one that you wrote 8 years ago. Three people was trying to steal it, but God made it come back and made you get the credit that you deserve, and he had you also revise it a way that was better than the other attempts than the people who stole it. So it worked out for God's good, you know?
It was going to do it anyway. He just didn't put time on it.
Right.
He didn't put no time on it. See,
no,
I thought
right.
it was like instant. I thought it was going to be an instant, you know. It took 8 years, almost 9 years.
Yeah.
But it's all
but
good, though.
So
it's beautiful.
All times are different, you know. 1,000 years,
God,
one day for him.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I have not one regret about it, not one.
That's right. That's good.
It's an honor. It's an honor.
Well, babe girl, tell us something that you would like us to know about the cost of that book and how can I get it and what's coming down the pike for you soon.
Very soon here, a couple of things. Okay, Our Love will be coming out hopefully between now and August, hopefully. And
all right.
If you really and you enjoy Charge of an Angel, you really going to be taken by Our Love. She joins the military. And different things be happening, and the way she interact with people after, you know, living the life she lived as a molested angel. Now
mm-hmm.
she goes out into the world, but no one knows about this.
Mm-hmm.
So she joins the army.
Right.
And the experiences there is just unbelievable. And I look forward to people reading that because of the stimulation that this book is going to bring. It makes you question, you know, right and wrong, you know, good and bad and different things like that. Because sensuality and spirituality is a very keen mixture.
It is.
Yes.
Explain
and
to
it
people
really
the
intertwines like
that
through the book. Right. And it intertwines through the book very nicely. And another thing that God has blessed me with too is my own online TV show.
Amen. Go on, girl.
Yes. God, the truth will set you free.
Amen.
And it's taking off, and it's, you know, it's just a beautiful experience. And that's another thing. That's why I say, couldn't nobody have told me again that I would be doing something like that because it wasn't on my agenda.
Right.
But my mother-in-law,
oh, that's awesome.
So many things she taught me. She said, your good comes to you. And when it was offered to me, you know, I said, this is another step God has taken me, you know?
Man.
So those are the things that's upcoming now. It's the second book. And I'm also going to have another book coming out, too, called Last Day of Victimization. It's a self-help book.
Good.
Going into the heart of victimization and coming out on top victorious, rather.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I have a couple of things going.
That's right. Victory in Jesus. But you
right.
know something, Linda, I just want to say this, that, you know, God, you know, has used you. But I want people to know, I don't care what you have done in your life, God could use anybody to do what he wants.
Amen.
Just like he used Matthews, the guy who was a tax collector. People couldn't stand him because he was taking their money and they were going through poverty back in that time, you know, drought and all other stuff, but God used him and turned him around. Doubting Thomas didn't want to really give up his cross to follow Jesus, but God used him Peter, you know. You know, and the Bible shows you different people that he has used, you know, even from Noah. You know, people thought he was a crackpot because he's out there in the middle of nowhere. And before Noah built that ark, there has never been rain on the earth. It was only the dew and the mist that kept the vegetation going. So they thought he was a knucklehead because people back then were living to be 900, 1,000 years old, and it never rained. And this fool out there building an ark, so they thought he was crazy in his head, you know. So what I'm saying to people, don't put yourself down for where you are in your life, or what some like people might say, where you are in your mess, because we all have been through some mess, and we all have some people who are going through some mess. But, you know, God ain't going to take you through it. That's going to get you through it, you know. So I'm just saying, you know, if you don't know what to do and you want to change your life around, talk to Jesus, you know. You don't know how to pray, just say what's on your heart. But make sure when you end whatever you want to say, say in Jesus' name, because Jesus is a mediator between God and man, and your words will not get to heaven, you know, unless you say in Jesus' name. So I'm going to get off of that preaching part, but I'm just saying it's good to know that God is using Linda, but he can use you too. Be an open, receptive vessel to be used. It's good to be a servant for the Lord just one more time, because you never know, tomorrow might be your last time on earth, you know. In a half hour, you might drop down dead. You don't know when your time is going to be up, but be a servant one more time for the Lord, because you know something, he's coming. He's coming soon, and I'm just putting it out there. And I pray that when he come for me, he tell me, well done, my good and faithful servant. That's what I'm longing to hear, so I'm doing what I can to do right by people, and I suggest that y'all do the same. So, okay, then tell everybody what websites you're on, how much is your books and this and that, how can they talk to you and hire you out, you know, to come and speak, you know, for a fee. I mean, you know.
Well, you can always go to my website. There's a lot of information on my website, and that's LindaDianeWatley.com. I'm on Facebook, LinkedIn, Google Plus, and like I said, if you want to reach me, you can email me also at universallove, that's with 1L26, at yahoo.com. And you can also purchase my books on Amazon, and they're also on my website.
Ain't they on Kindle as well?
Right, it's on Kindle. Both books are on Kindle.
Right. Well, it's been a pleasure having you here, Linda. You know, I'm glad the storm held back, you know, and didn't knock the server off, because a lot of times when it has, the weather's real bad right here, we lose all power, you know, and I just thank God for holding back the storm so that this broadcast can go out, because there's someone out there listening that needed to hear what we had to say. And, you know, if you didn't get it all, just go to the archives, you know, because as soon as this show is off the air, 5 minutes later, you can download it on your page, because I'm sure it will help encourage someone who's going through some stuff, you know. And like Linda said, reach out to her if you need to talk to her, you want to buy a book, you want her to speak, be a speaking engagement, you know, whatever, you know, reach out to her, you know, she's accessible. If you want to reach out to me, same here, you know, because my latest book, Broken, is my autobiography, and it tells how I came from a good family, a preacher's kid, and I left a good family, and I had a bad marriage. My ex-husband cheated, so I moved to California and got caught up in the swinging, drugs, near-death, homelessness, a whole lot of stuff, you know. I put it out there, you know, because, see, you can't blackmail me because I'm telling my own damn story, you know. But the reason why I put it out there so raw and in your face is because a lot of people want to clean it up because, oh, no, they're going to know this is really happening to me. I don't care because that's not the person that I am. But because of that person, it dictates who I am today, a God-fearing woman that knows better, you know. And what I went through gave me wisdom to know what not to do and to help somebody else who's going through it. You know, my ex-husband was into the occult. I mean, Lord, I went through some stuff. So if you want to get broken, you can get it off of Amazon, Kindle, CreateSpace, or my personal website, www.terrylyle.com. If you go to my website, the advantage you're going to have is that I will autograph it for free, because when it gets to become a movie on a big screen, I ain't doing no damn autograph. It ain't going to happen. It might be a stat pack. You know, it might not even be a stamp out. Y'all just send out the book. So I'm just saying, you know, I put it out there plain. I don't shoot no corners. I make you understand that, you know, a lot of people think, I'm doing so well in my life. That's God. God did it. Ain't nothing special about Terry Lau, but God has showed me favor. But I had to go through some stuff first. And a lot of time, when you go through stuff, the blessing is right beyond the horizon. And Satan wants you to give up, you know, because he wants you not believe that there is a God. There is a true and living God, you know. So hold on when you're going through something, because the devil has peeked into your future, and he sees that God is going to bless you in a mighty, mighty way. So hold on. Don't give up. Don't commit suicide, none of those things, because I've been there, too, a couple of times. I thought about just forget all this and checking it all in. But hold on. I know it's rough. If you can't hold on by your hand, hold on by your fingernails. You know, just keep holding. Don't hang up. Just keep holding and keep believing. And God will see you through it, you know, because he ain't going to take you to it by seeing you through it. You know, and Linda, I just want to ask you, do you want to give a personal shout-out? I love you for spending this time with me on this Friday evening. Is there something you would like to say before we take it on home?
I'm just a firm believer that the truth will set you free. And I feel that if you're not feeling the way you want to feel right now, you need to go somewhere and sit down and see what truth you are caught up in. And if it's not working, change it.
Amen. And on that note, I'd like to say good night, everybody. Don't drink and drive. And we'll see you next week. The lady who was in a haunted house for 17 years. Be here next Friday at 7:30.
Hoovering by my suitcase, trying to find a warm place to spend the night. Heavy rain falling, seems I hear your voice calling, it's alright. A rainy night in Georgia, a rainy night in Georgia, it seems like it's raining all over the world. I feel like it's raining all over the world. Neon signs are flashing, taxi cabs and buses passing through the night. A distant moaning of a train seems to play a sad refrain to the night. Such a rainy night in Georgia. Lord, I believe it's raining all over the world. I feel like it's raining all over the world. How many times I wondered, comes out the same. No matter how you look at it or think of it, it's life, and you just got to play the game. Place in a boxcar, so I take my guitar to pass some time. Late at night, it's hard to rest. I hold your picture to my chest, and I feel fine. But it's a rainy night in Georgia. I feel it's raining all over the world. Kinda lonely that, and it's raining all over the world. Oh, have you ever been lonely, people, and you feel that it was raining all over this man's world?
You're talking about raining, 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 ra